hitting what could have been two home runs. He was robbed of one, obviously, by Tatis, and then hitting a big grand slam, even in the loss. And I know that there are a lot of Met fans who were torn here, especially after seeing what Vientos did last night, reminding you of what he did a year ago. It's not going to be an easy decision, but if the Mets do decide to move on from Mark Vientos, there are going to be some blowback from that with his potential, at the very least, offensively.
Yeah, listen, that's going to give you pause here. And that was a fun game. That felt like that's the kind of game that gets you ready for October. That was good. I mean, you prefer to win the game, but it was a good game. Listen, I don't think that the Mets have anybody that I would view as completely untouchable. Maybe one of the pitchers, but I haven't really seen him yet. In terms of the position guys that we've been exposed to, nobody that I would not trade for the right part. But really, the truth of the matter is I'm actually looking to try to hold on to all of them. The problem is you can't. And there's only so many roster spots. There's other guys in the minors who are making their way up that are very much in the pipeline here. You gotta like Mauricio. You know, we know what happened last time. We know what's happened so far. So while it's a great moment, and Vientos, he can sting it, man. He can obviously swing the bat here. But you know, if I'm thinking big picture, long term, a trade that could. By the way, I mean the Mets are on the World Series line now. If there's a trade out there that I think can push them even closer, Vientos is the guy that I would deal, and I like him. I just don't trust him enough. There's too many deficiencies in the other parts of his game, but when he barrels it, he rips it, man.
But so here's the thing. These decisions are not easy.
No, they're not.
And it can't be, well, oh, we had a big game last night in the home run. Like, the Mets' thought process from David Stearns in the front office has been one that they're evaluating every player, every game, every year, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, even before he got here, the Mets organization and some holdovers here that were under Billy Epler, maybe they're evaluating Vientos and what they think. And last year, I'm sure in many of their minds, was the aberration. And then Vientos solidified their initial thoughts with struggling this year. So you can't now go the other way just because he hit a grand slam last night and showed some promise and looked like he woke up a little bit. You have to make difficult decisions. And to get something, you've got to give something. And the Mets need to make a decision now on the Mauricio, Beatty, Vientos combination. Like, they just can't keep them all. Me, personally, I would not give up on Mauricio at all. Like, I would deem him untouchable. And you know me. I'm not a prospect hugger at all. He'd be the one guy I'm not. There's no trade, even Alcantara. Like, there's no trade I am willing to give up Mauricio for at this particular point. Yeah, there you go.
Man,
there's no.
He's awake. Dove hit a button. Yeah, it's 10:06. Dove is
still
with
sleeping.
Us.
Dove's
Thank
awake.
You, Dove.
There's no player out there or no trade that I see out there that would be worth giving up Mauricio. With Vientos, like, it's decision-making time. If you believe in him, then he wouldn't be on the radar, on the trailer. If you don't, regardless of him homering last night, like, you know the offensive potential is there, but they have to make their decision. And according to the reports, it sounds like they did that. Not that they're pushing him out, but if they needed to, let's say for Luis Robert, who also homered last night, and all of a sudden he's getting hot.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me a Vientos for Robert swap wouldn't make sense where one fits better than the other?
Listen, it would satisfy a need for the Mets. It would obviously get some money off the books for the White Sox, who are going nowhere fast. He's making about $20 million, Robert. We hit this yesterday. Yeah. Obviously, Vientos is making peanuts based on how much time he's put into the game. I'm not a big believer. I'm not a big fan of, like, looking at, this is not just specific to the Mets, but just a general thought process for me. Whether it's, you know, a three-game series or the week before the trade deadline, hey, let's see how we do. I'm not saying that there aren't circumstances that could, you know, push you to trading somebody, winning or losing. But in general terms, you kind of should know what you have and you kind of should know who you are before three-game set or before the final five games, before the trade deadline, whatever that line of demarcation might be. And I have to think that the Mets have a pretty good feel for who Vientos is. And that is somebody who wasn't really ready to start the season, didn't seem incredibly motivated, didn't run hard. We've talked about this, the Miami series, didn't field well, will never be a very good third baseman. Although Wade Boggs willed himself into a competent third baseman. I'm not going to put a complete ceiling and say that he can't be decent, but he's never going to be plus.
Maybe he could be better at first.
Maybe, you know, obviously Pete's out there at some point. We'll have to see how long Pete is here. I just look at Mauricio. I don't think he's untouchable, but I see electricity in Mauricio, and that is electricity – I'm looking to hold on to.
Yeah.
You know, there's
such a control for you. Like, you got to do the math here.
I think that they will.
The potential, what he's shown, the athleticism, and the fact that he's under control for a while.
I'm with you, Sal. If the Mets make it, now they might not make another trade. And I know, listen, seeing Soto give up the game winner, you know, you're going to get a little hit or miss with him. He throws absolute gas. He's a little sloppy with the strike zone. I do like the move, but he's not going to be perfect. So the Mets need another bullpen arm. Everybody knows that. Most importantly, Stearns and Cohen knows that. So they'll get that. There is, I don't think that there's any circumstance where, I don't want to go nuts here, but strongly believe that there's almost no chance that somebody of somewhat prominence is not dealt. I think somebody's going to get traded. There's only so many slots.
You mean from the Mets?
Mets. And I don't think it's going to be Mauricio. I know it's not going to be Alvarez. You know, Acuna's value, I like him on the back of the roster, but I don't think he's got great value. Vientos might be the kind of guy who's got a little right-handed thump and, you know, a little first and third versatility. I don't see him being here 3, 4, 5 years. I don't.
And I would rather the Mets make their decision and live with the results, whatever it is. If Vientos goes on to be an offensive star somewhere else, so be it. Yeah. You felt like you, just the same way Sandy Alderson miscalculated, and he admitted this. We had him on the week that you were off. We were talking about David Wright and all that, but he admitted it with Daniel Murphy. Where that was the one he said he made a mistake. They didn't believe, they should have realized that Murphy's change was legit and he was going to be that offensive player moving forward. They didn't because they were going based off of the body of work and said, maybe the postseason was the aberration.
Mm-hmm. Which from a power perspective, it was actually, for the most part.
100%.
It was a doubles guy.
Yeah, right, but he changed, obviously, and then that was the springboard. This front office needs to make, I'd rather them make their decision, meaning let them choose, not the opponents or the other team saying, hey, we want Vientos or we want Beatty. It shouldn't be, okay, well, which one's going to bring back more value? I know that that's a part of it, but I would rather Stearns and his front office identify saying, we believe there's more value in Beatty, whether it's a lefty bat, whether it's versatility, maybe eventually playing him in the outfield. Who knows? That was something they were working out. He could play some third, he could play some second, and there's been enough offensive, at least potential, shown where you could think he could be a viable major leaguer. Whereas with Vientos, his ceiling was through the roof. We saw it a year ago offensively. But we also know the floor could also be a total bust where there's a long swing and there's prolonged slumps and he doesn't have a position.
Yep.
There is no versatility. Ultimately, he is a DH. So they have to make a decision knowing that, hey, this guy can hit, yes, but we'll make up for that elsewhere. We just want to bring in a better fit for us, potentially, let's say, in Luis Roberts. I don't know if that's going to be the exact trade. I just know that the Mets need to be decisive, and they need to do it now, right or wrong, down the road. They need to make a decision on trading one of these guys.
I got to be honest with you. I think the Mets fans should feel really good right now. I know that was a tough loss. It was a late night. I get all that stuff. But just big picture, if you think about what teams need, right? And the teams that are, you know, that have a chance to get to the World Series. And obviously the Mets are there. And the Yankees are there, but that's obviously decaying by the day. But from a Met perspective, you've got three good starters. So you think about team needs for teams that have a chance to get to and win a World Series. Well, the Mets don't need to do something cavalier to get a front of the rotation guy. They've got that. They've already got that.
And the true ace.
I know, I understand that, but not many teams have the true ace, and I can make, even though Sang has got to get his act together.
Manaea could get there, maybe.
Yeah. I also think that the strength in numbers, like when you look at Manaea and Senga and Peterson, 1, 2, 3, they might not have a legit, you know, Hall of Fame ace, but I do think that the depth of their top three might be better or could be or is better than a lot of the other good teams in baseball. So what I'm saying is the Mets don't need to do something wacky to get a stud starter. They got enough. They don't need to do something crazy to get a closer. They got one.
Right.
You know, let's just sweat a little bit, but Diaz is awesome. And the Mets don't have to do anything stupid or reckless or short-sighted to bolster the middle of their order, even though not everybody's hitting right now, but they got a couple of stud horses. So what the Mets are, to me right now, Sal, the Mets should be and are, number one, operating from a position of power,
correct,
and number two, they should be operating with great clarity. They have most of the things that they need. Most.
Right.
So I think they're in a good spot.
And we know the clear needs, like you mentioned, another bullpen arm. And by the way, we're not even mentioning some of the younger guys who can contribute, maybe not now. Mm-hmm.
But like the pitchers down.
Correct.
Yeah, Sproats and those guys. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Down the stretch, you bring up one or two of those guys. They could be difference makers maybe out of the bullpen in the postseason and elevate you even further there. So there's some insurance there, or there's some other potential to take him to another level. They clearly need a center fielder, and they also have an overabundance or a gluttony of infielders right now. They need to figure out which one to move. That's why Vientos' name came up. You have to give to get. It would make sense to make the pieces fit a little bit better. If the White Sox like Vientos, and you can get Robert and maybe a bullpen arm back, and talking about Vassell or whatever, pick one of the arms from the Sox.
Bring Vassell back. I heard that yesterday, too.
Or whatever. Like, there's just options there, and Vientos can be a piece. But I know what's going to happen, and this is why it's important to bring it up, and we'll get to the calls in a second, 888-808-1019, because fans are reacting to what they see in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do the same thing, like last year, the idea of trading Vientos would have been, you can't trade Vientos now. Before the year, was this guy's worthless. During the year, it's he's untouchable.
Yep.
And then during the start of this year, it's like, man, what's going on with Vientos? And then his name gets brought up in trade room, and it's like, oh, I don't know, the offensive potential. Then he hits a grand slam last night, should have had two home runs, and now it's like, oh, no, you can't trade him. And while fans and we can be irrational and overreact, the front office cannot. They should not let Vientos grand slam or his little offensive outburst now starting to get hot a little bit change their thinking on him. They should know or believe what they think he is as a player, to a point where if they don't believe he fits their plans now or in the future and they could get a better fit, better piece, like a center fielder or a bullpen arm, then they should make that move.
I have no doubts that right, and I just can't prove this, but I do think Stearns knows what he's doing. And they didn't draft Vientos. And it doesn't mean that you can't wind up marrying somebody you didn't draft and develop, whatever. I think that he sees the flaws that we all see with Vientos. Stearns is a catch the ball kind of guy, run the bags kind of guy, give quality at bats kind of guy. And to me, Vientos doesn't check enough of those boxes. I'm not saying that there's no appeal, because when he's on, he's a needle mover in terms of the offense. But to me, at this point, just about mid-20s, a couple of different spurts. He's up, he's down. He's up in terms of the majors and the minors. He's up as a success. He's down.
Yeah.
I think you kind of know what he is, and I think that inconsistency is probably going to propel the Mets to try to trade him for something to make them better this year.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Greg is in Mayapack starting us off. What's up, Greg?
Thanks for taking the call, guys. I've been listening to this for the last couple of days. Vientos being the one. Number one, Marte is not going to be here next year. He gets hurt. If Marte takes a vigorous leak, he gets hurt. Number two, you got Alonso, who might opt out, who probably will opt out. Vientos did one thing that these other kids have not done, and when the light got bright in October, he kicked butt. So now he's starting to show it again. This is not the guy to get rid of. Baby, I could go with that. So you have Mauricio, you have at third base, you have Acuda play in second base. Center field, McNeil and Taylor, you got to live with it, guys. They're not going to be able to get everything at the trade.
Hold on, buddy. Let me just jump in. Why do you have to live with it? I mean, hold on. To me, living with a combination of McNeil in center and Nimmo in left in the playoffs is a disaster waiting to happen. Not that they're not going to swing the bat. They are. But where defense is at a premium, that's not good enough, left and center. There's no way.
But BT, yes. They need another closer. They need an actual, not somebody's setup man with a 6 ERA that the lab is going to fix.
Okay.
They need somebody's actual closer to go with Diaz.
But Greg, they should be able to get both, and thank you for the call. Good stuff there out of the gate. They should be able to get both. A high leverage, he doesn't have to be a closer, but Bednar from the Pirates, whatever. A high leverage, trusted reliever. They should be able to get that, plus a center fielder, whether it's Robert, whether it's Bader, like whatever. They need an actual center fielder, because you can't go with this combination and expect to win a World Series. You're right, especially with Nimmo and left and Soto and right. Like, you need a real center fielder who could cover some ground out there.
That might be the worst defensive outfield in baseball for any good team. If you think about Soto, and again, Soto's not horrible, but
He's fine, but
he's had moments where he's obviously he's a little bit wobbly, but he's fairly solid.
He's
not going to
cover
fairly.
A lot of ground though, and Nimmo on the other corner's not going to cover.
And he's got no arm. Saw the throw home last night. It's up the line. It's a two hopper. It's it's basically short by 10, 12 feet. And Nimmo's been hitting well, and he's going to play hard. He always does, but. And McNeil's actually quit himself well in center. Well, what I'm saying is that's going to pop up the most inopportune time. Like, to me, you can get away with some regular season stuff. You're in October where every out's a premium. You can't give somebody 28th out. You misread one ball. Here comes the tying run. Here comes the winning run. I think that that's fairly untenable, that left and center combination defensively. But the other advantage, in October for the Mets, the other advantage the Mets have, we haven't really brought this up in a while, why can't they do what they did a couple of years ago when they bought a farm system? So one of the great advantages, if you don't want to give up Vientos or Mauricio or Beatty or whatever, well, incentivize the team to give you what you want by, not only taking the player that you want, say Robert, but maybe somebody else that they're looking to dump money
take
on. So that,
contract,
there you go.
Right. Here's the thing. The Mets need, regardless of what the return is, they need to clear out the log jam that they have with those three guys.
A lot of bodies on this roster.
Correct. And not to mention the younger guys potentially that are coming up.
Yep.
So they have to make a decision on Beatty and Vientos. And me, I understand Greg's point, and I guarantee there are going to be a lot more Mets fans or callers saying, hey, you can't give up on Vientos. Because his offensive potential, we already saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Saw it in the biggest spots. Yeah. So that's far greater than anything that Beatty has done and maybe could do. But is the return plus the versatility, maybe the other teams value Vientos' offensive potential because they see it as well, more than Beatty. So the return can be better, plus Beatty's versatility might be more useful to the Mets. I'm just saying, I get the appeal, and we talked about this yesterday. A part of me believes that Beatty can go somewhere else and be a productive big leaguer for the next 10 to 15 years.
Would it stun you if you hit 270 with 18 home runs and 76 RBIs for the Rangers next year?
No. Solid, or the Astros apparently. Just a solid big leaguer.
Yep.
The difference is there's the medium where, we know what we're going to get from here. The guy's going to have a 750 OPS, he'll hit 250, whatever. He'll just be a solid big leaguer that can play a little second, play a little third, maybe play a little outfield. The Vientos fluctuation is he can be a guy that's going to hit 280 and hit you 30 plus home runs and be an impact bat, but he does not have a position. And again, the return might be more significant right now. Maybe the White Sox, I'm just throwing this out there, I don't know. Maybe the White Sox say, okay, you could have Robert and a bullpen arm, we want Vientos, not Beatty. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Now, the report was that the Mets were seemingly more willing to move Vientos.
As they should be.
Yeah. Well, certainly over Mauricio. I would not touch Mauricio. The other two, I'm fine whichever one they pick to move on from.
I think that the fans, and it is going to be a tie. I'm looking forward to a lot of these calls here today because it's tough. Because emotionally, you're connected to what Vientos gave you last October. You've seen it. Everybody else is a little, hey, piece it together. And he could be this and he could be that. And Mauricio could be this and that guy could do that. I think that the fans will be fairly split, maybe even gravitating a little bit more to Vientos. I think the Mets have already made up their mind. They have much more value for Mauricio over Vientos, and they should.
And by the way, just for the record, and this is actual stuff that I've heard over years, multiple regimes, for whatever reason, not high on Vientos.
Maybe it's a lack of work ethic. I mean, you don't come out in April jog down the first base line twice and get called out by your manager and your captain shortstop. When you're 24 years old, if you're wound the right way, maybe they don't like his makeup.
That was a thing back with Buck.
Yeah.
And now, remember, that's a different regime. But then you're hearing similar things now. And the report, forget about even what you're hearing, the report was that the Mets are likely to move Vientos of the trio. So there's something there where multiple regimes willing to move on from him. All right, we'll get back to your calls here. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Just getting started on this Tuesday morning. BT and Sal on the Fan.